REM made the world listen. The band got together in Athens in 1980, and they eventually changed the sound and scope of alternative pop.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid.
A reissue of the band's iconic Out of Time album will be released in November for the 25th anniversary. In 2014, an MTV documentary explored the band's Georgia roots. The film used hours of archival interviews with band members to tell the story from the earliest days. And at the time, I spoke with producer Alex Young and editor Dave Leppard, and also Jordan Stepp, a major REM fan who runs the Athens Music Junkie blog. I asked Alex and David why they chose to focus on REM's early days.
Well, we really wanted to tell a complete of story as possible, and when we first started our research, we weren't really sure, you know, if that was going to happen. But as we went through the footage, it became clear that we have a full story here, and why not tell the full story?
Well, let's bring Jordan into this conversation. You actually had the chance to host Mike Mills at your college radio station. Mike Mills is the bass guitarist for REM and one of the founding members. This is when you were at the University of Georgia. And this was in December of 2008 on WUOG-FM. So let's first, you provided us with a clip of him speaking on that broadcast. Let's take a listen.
90.5 FM is WUOG, Athens. And the Mike Mills victory sled to hell continues. That was the Babies. I know I just broke a major college radio rule. I actually played a commercial hit, but I found it in my singles, and I love that song. I think I'll tell a dirty secret. Michael Stipe likes it, too.
That's great.
First of all, was he a good DJ?
Oh, he was great. He was the dream DJ that you would want up there. He had a great collection of records and knew something about all of them.
How did you get him to do it? 5 hours.
I'm not entirely sure myself. It was just sort of an invitation that myself and a couple of friends thought we might extend to REM. WUOG was moving from its original location where it had been some at least 3 decades, probably more. And we just thought it would be cool to have someone who had a history and a connection to the station come up. And we had no idea that Mike would stay for 5 hours. We thought it would just be sort of a hour-long kind of thing. And it kept going, and it was wonderful.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're speaking about a new documentary called REM by MTV. And with us, we have, you just heard, Jordan Stepp. She DJed with Mike Mills for about 5 hours. when she was in college, but she is now at the Athens Music Junkie blog, and also with us is producer Alex Young, who helped create the documentary, and editor David Leopold. Most of these clips are from your documentary, and this is Michael Stipe talking about being a Southern band. And I have to say, when I mention that REM is from Georgia, people who didn't know that already are usually surprised, because it's not what people think of as a band from the South. So here's Michael Stipe.
As far as being a Southern band goes, whoever that guy that writes for the Village Voice that keeps saying that we may as well be from Chicago, you know, he's really wrong. I mean, if he's expecting cowboy hats and spurs and really twangy vocals, if that's his idea of Southern, then he's really wrong.
What kind of Southern identity does Michael Stipe or anyone else in the band have?
I think it was interesting for me really going back and listening to the back catalog and going through each album along the way and really hearing those Southern influences throughout their music. I think there's a tendency, at least for those of us in the North, to think of Southern music as either the country Western or Southern rock.
Lynyrd Skynyrd, right.
Yeah, exactly. But there's definitely those Southern elements that you just probably wouldn't hear coming out of bands forming in the North.
Like what?
I think that there's an honesty that's not coupled with angst that you're really getting from this band. And I think that there are stereotypes for each region of this country and what it means for the culture and society and the music that comes from it. But I don't think that you can really label the South as one brand of music. And I think REM really spoke to that.
Well, let me take that to our Southern girl, Jordan. What do you hear in REM's music that you identify with either Athens or the South?
Well, pretty much all of it,
really?
To be honest. Yeah, well, I was born and raised in the South, and some of the songs and the albums and the imagery that they evoke in these pieces is what I grew up with. It just evokes these memories of hot summers and of these really incredible moments that you really only have in the South, where in Athens, in particular, you have a very interesting and forward-thinking art scene coupled with pastures full of cows just maybe 10 minutes drive from here. And it's definitely it's a clash between the sort of cultural stereotypes, but it really comes through in REM's music. And it's just something that is inherently Southern.
Is there any song that comes to mind when you think about a real connection to Athens?
South Central Rain is definitely one of the ones that I connect with Athens, just on a personal level, because you can see walking out onto a front porch and just watching the rain come down, and it's as if you were in a music video almost, because you're in the South, you're looking at this rain, and you can hear South Central Rain, and it connects.
The conversation's here.
So I wanted to go back to something, David, that we discussed earlier, which is sort of the honesty without a lot of dressing on it, just sort of blunt, sincere honesty. And I think we hear that a lot, especially in things like Automatic for the People. In that album especially, they talk about death more than once. And this is something from a clip, an interesting exchange between Mike Mills and Michael Stipe in the documentary. Take a listen.
You don't want to have too much attitude when you're talking about your own mortality or anyone else's mortality, because death always wins, as you know.
Yeah, God.
How about that?
Ultimately, for me, that record is very uplifting.
Yeah.
But it does deal with a very dark subject, and one that maybe rock listeners aren't used to dealing with on that level, or with that level of vulnerability and openness.
Fitting that we come out of that sentiment, dealing with vulnerability and openness, into Everybody Hurts, because that song is just so laid bare. And I wonder, did you get a sense that the band ever struggled with being that vulnerable?
I'm not sure if they ever really struggled with vulnerability. I think that they never really seemed to show fear of showing their vulnerability. They always seemed like they were very honest in what they were doing. They were being of the moment. They were really putting themselves out there, both musically and lyrically. And they also had no real problem switching between being honest and genuine and being tongue-in-cheek or having fun. And they really seemed to walk that line very well.
Well, let's do one more musical example here, and that's, I guess, of the sense of humor that we were talking about earlier. This is a clip from the 1991 song Shiny Happy People. And in case you didn't get the joke, the band later appeared on Sesame Street to spoof their own kind of spoofy song. So, Jordan, I'm going to give the last question to you, and I'm going to ask you to do something kind of difficult, because I want you to set aside your Athens bias for just a second. And I'm going to approach you as a music expert here. REM became really the first indie band to break through into the top 40, the top 20, even the top 10. Why? What was it about REM's music that broke through in a way that other indie bands hadn't been able to before?
Well, I think if we knew exactly why, there would be a lot more popular indie bands breaking through. But for the most part, I think it is a lot of that sincerity, and it wasn't an overnight thing. The band toured relentlessly. They recorded relentlessly. They worked hard, and they were trailblazers, but they also had the backing of independent venues. They had the backing of college radio stations. They just really appealed to that non-mainstream, and that kept going. That stayed with them. And I think part of that was the sincerity and honesty that they approached pretty much every aspect of their business with.
That was my 2014 conversation with Jordan Stepp, who runs the Athens Music Junkie blog, and producer Alex Young and editor Dave Leppard. They made the 2014 MTV documentary REM. The reissue of Out of Time goes on sale November 18th.